Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. Sports Daily here on KFH. Breaking news as KU, and we're not, we'll get into this in the second hour. So KU lands Ryland Griffin from Alabama. That was expected. K-State just gets a big one. Brendan Housen, and forgive me because he's from my hometown. He's from Amarillo, which he was one of the bigger basketball signings from that area in a long time. He went to Villanova. He's coming into K-State. I'm working on kind of getting a scouting report on him for you K-State fans. He's a big guard that can really, really shoot it. One of the better shooters in the country. I didn't even realize he was in the portal. He's only scored about 6 points a game last year for Nova, but his minutes doubled from his freshman year. I think K-State fans are really going to like him. So bear with me, K-State fans. That news just coming in. I'm going to get you a little more details on what kind of player he is from some colleagues back in Amarillo who watched him, you know, his entire high school career. So stay tuned for that. I'll get that for you. NFL draft talk continues here on Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster. IHOP hotline is open, 869-1240. Appreciate Prairie Fire, by the way, for fueling us up every morning with some delicious coffee there in the studio. Keeps Jad awake as he comes in for his morning duties bright and early. But we always appreciate them and their support of this show. By the way, thanks for listening to us here on KFH. KFHradio.com if you're streaming us. Maybe you're sneaking us in the office. Best way to do that. Video stream, Facebook, YouTube, X. Appreciate all the ways people take in the shows. Tommy, let's talk about the head scratchers last night. We like what the Chiefs did. I didn't think the Chiefs needed to go receiver, but I like the way they went about their business, and I like the player. I do like Xavier Worthy a lot. Not just because he ran a fast 40 time either. I loved him in college. The biggest head scratcher is the Falcons. I think what we saw last night, Tommy, when you saw the Falcons make their pick and when you saw the Broncos make their pick, is that if you think the quarterback is your quarterback of the future, there is just nothing too crazy to justify it, to justify taking him, right? I think that the Packers are the gold standard for that. I think that the Chiefs, to some degree, have sort of set that in motion. I really think we've entered this era. Like, if these teams, because the reality is, the Falcons took Bijan Robinson in about the same spot last year, right? Did they necessarily need him? They had Tyler Allgeier already there that they invested some in, you know.
Yeah, that was a head scratcher.
Cordarrelle Patterson
last year,
right? So what I'm saying is, they obviously are telling us that if they really like a player, how often do teams miss on players?
Yeah.
At that portion,
they took
of the
Kyle
draft?
Pitts like 3 years ago with the fourth overall pick.
It happens all the time. It's just when it happens with quarterbacks, we see it and as such a massive failure. But the reality is, teams miss on picks early in the first round all the time.
We see it as a massive failure for two reasons. Number one, because quarterback is the linchpin to a championship. And number two, because quarterbacks are by far the most expensive player on the field. And so you've got to make a significant investment in your quarterback. So you
only
better be right
good,
on that.
Though. No, well, only
you,
if they're
no,
good.
But even I'm not even talking about just a financial investment. I'm talking about a draft capital investment to get a quarterback.
Sure.
And so at that point, you've got to make sure that it's correct.
And there's also only one of them, right? And so this is not a great comparison at all because of where they were selected in the first round. But let's say Felix Anudike-Uzomah never really pans out. It was a risky pick when they took him. They overdrafted him. I hope he does. I love the player. But, you know, you took a risk there. Only one quarterback gets to play, though, and they have Kirk Cousins there. But the reality is, if they're right about Penix, if they're right, it's a great pick. Just but like if the Packers were right about Jordan Love at the time with all the drama, it was the right pick. It just like if the Chiefs were right about Patrick Mahomes, even though they had Alex Smith, it was the right pick. Even if you don't need it, if you're right about the quarterback, it's the right pick, right? Like you got, there is no, there. I think what we're seeing now is teams will do anything if they feel like that quarterback is in that stratosphere, they just don't care anymore. They'll take them.
That's all well and good, but we're not going to know for, gosh, maybe close to half a decade if Michael Penix was the right choice or not.
You know that's not true.
How long is Kirk Cousins going to be in Atlanta? I know his contract. I know his contract is only 2 years guaranteed.
You got to take him out of the equation here.
They're paying him $180 million.
Not in the short term. Overall. But yeah, it won't be more than, I don't think it'll be Jordan Love, but it might be 2 years. It'll probably be one.
Why would they sign Kirk Cousins then if they loved Michael Penix Jr.?
Because they didn't know they were going to love Michael Penix Jr. They didn't know he was going to be there. I think that the circumstances.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Just presented themselves. I'm not justifying that pick either, by the way. I'm not trying to say I love Bo Nix or I love Michael Penix. I'm just trying to get into the psyche of these teams that are doing this. That's all I'm trying to do.
I really like Michael Penix. I like him a lot.
I don't like Bo Nix much, but I like, but so do I. And so that's why I'm like, you know what?
The major difference, and I know you keep referencing the Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love dynamic in Green Bay. The major difference is that let's just say that the Falcons let Kirk Cousins play out the duration of his contract. Michael Penix Jr. will be 28 years old by the time the Kirk Cousins deal is up. And that's money that is attached to Kirk Cousins in Atlanta. And I know the first 2 years are really the guaranteed years of the contract, but it's not unlike, at least from a money perspective, Russell Wilson. It's you know, apples and oranges as far as the quality of player, but the money that is tied up at quarterback under Kirk Cousins, if you sign him and then ultimately you're just benching him, you're kind of washing all that money down the drain that you're paying Kirk Cousins because you want to play Michael Penix because you drafted him so high. So I love Michael Penix Jr. I just do not understand why the Falcons would do that. I mean, it's not like Michael Penix Jr. just burst onto the scene a couple of weeks ago. He's been around for a long time. And maybe they just had, you know, conversations with him and workouts and things like that. But man, like, if you even had any kind of inclination that you liked Michael Penix Jr. or any quarterback for that matter, why are you signing Kirk Cousins?
Well, when did Kirk Cousins sign? Like, what was the date? Because
like four weeks ago, like 3-4 weeks ago. It wasn't that long ago.
I just don't, because they had hired Morris.
Correct.
And had they yet been through the combine and their quarterback evaluations of Penix?
So it looks like he was signed on March 13th. I think the combine was right after that. They signed Kirk Cousins on March 13th.
Well, that makes more sense then, because they fell in love with Penix, obviously. The combine was late February, so the combine probably happened about the same time. I don't get it. It's a head scratcher because I agree. If you liked Penix that much, you have to evaluate it as we're going to be able to get Penix at 8. Don't go get Kirk Cousins in that. And I think what you probably had was the owner and the GM not on the same page. The owner probably loved Kirk Cousins. The GM probably loved Penix. But in reality, Kirk Cousins is going to be the starting quarterback all year unless he gets hurt, which is a risk, by the way. It's a risk with him and his advanced age. It's also a risk with Penix. Not the worst thing in the world to have two good ones. I just think it'll probably work itself out.
And I get the knock on Kirk Cousins. I mean, I get, you know, Kirk Cousins is 35. He's coming off an Achilles injury. Like, all these different things. I understand why you'd want to have, you know, some sort of contingency plan with a guy like Michael Penix, who you really like a lot. But you're paying Kirk Cousins a lot of money.
I know.
Like, if you had those concerns, like, and if I'm Kirk Cousins today, and I know that, like, there were reports that he was stunned and disappointed and had no idea and blah, blah, blah. If I'm Kirk Cousins today, this morning, I'm thinking, why didn't I re-sign with the Vikings? Why did I not stay with Minnesota? Sounded like Minnesota wanted to keep him.
They did.
Sounded like he wanted to be there. Yep. Like, they wanted him. He loved his time in Minnesota. I mean, hindsight's 20/20, but man, like, I'm sure he's probably regretting that decision today.
Can I bet you? Can I bet you $1 on April 26th of 2024? Before his career is done, Kirk Cousins will play quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. They'll be done with Dak finally, and they'll just say, you know what? It's just not going to work out. And Kirk Cousins is going to be sitting there like, the hell's going on here? And they'll bring in Kirk Cousins, and he'll quarterback the Cowboys before he's done. I can see it coming a mile away. Just as an aside, I don't know what's going to happen here. For the short term, Cousins steps into Atlanta and will be their quarterback this year unless he gets hurt. Penix will be able to learn under one of the best. I love Kirk Cousins, which will be good for Penix. And, you know, probably with those two personalities, those two guys, I would guess that when the dust settles on the surprise of this, that will go swimmingly and will go very well, actually, and go similar to the way
probably
it did
will.
With Alex Smith and Patrick Mahomes.
And by all accounts, Kirk Cousins is a great guy. So, I mean, I think that will there's not going to be a ton of drama, I don't think. But I think internally, you know, it's got to be difficult.
Kirk and I don't want to feel terrible for Kirk Cousins. He got a ton of guaranteed money. And if he plays well this year and the Falcons feel like they're pressured to go to Penix in year two, and it may end up being year three, Kirk Cousins would have 1,000 suitors, right, of teams that would want to bring him in to try to win right away. I mean, lots of them. There would be so many teams lined up for his services if he's back and healthy and playing at the level he was last year before he got hurt, that's not going to be a problem either. It will work itself out. It just doesn't make a ton of sense. But I think what we're seeing is teams willing more than ever before, if they love a quarterback, just to get them and just say, we'll figure it out later. We do see that quite a bit more now than we used to. It used to be a need position, and I don't think it is anymore. I think it gets evaluated and honestly elevated, and it's like, we'll just deal with that problem down the road. I mean, the Falcons are sitting here today hoping that Kirk Cousins is amazing and that Michael Penix is amazing. That's the best case scenario for the Vikings. So it's, I mean, if they're right about Penix, it's fine. It's a fine,
How are we going to know if they're right about Penix? We won't know that for a long time.
Well, it'll take,
we didn't know that about,
take,
yeah, we didn't know about
take
Jordan
three
Love.
Or 4 years. Right. But we know now that the Packers were right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
How
like,
old
it
is,
wasn't
how
a bad
old
pick.
Is Jordan Love? How old is Jordan Love?
Right now?
Yeah. I mean, you know, he came out of college in
26, I think.
So he's young.
He'll turn 26.
He's younger.
Yeah.
So he became a starter at what age? 25? Somewhere around there? Again, I'll go back to what I said before. If the duration of the Cousins contract plays out in Atlanta, Penix will be 28.
It won't be 28. Though. It won't. Penix is about to turn 24. So, you know, if he sits out 1 year, he'd start at 25. If he sits out two, he'd start at 26. That's fine, right? That's not that big a deal. Kirk Cousins isn't going to be the quarterback in Atlanta. Obviously, Kirk Cousins isn't going to be the quarterback in Atlanta more than a year or two. Now, we know that. Now, they get him. But for a year or two, he's going to be there, and he's probably going to be great, like he always has been.
It's such a head-scratcher to me that you've got, you know, the Falcons have two, I mean, by all accounts, capable starting quarterbacks on their roster right now. And then the other example at the very beginning of our segment, you bring up the Broncos going and getting their guy. I don't think they have any viable starting quarterbacks in their quarterback room right now.
The Falcons love Penix. Love Penix. There's no question about that. Again, head scratcher, yes. I wouldn't have done it. I'm not saying like I like it. I'm just trying to understand why they did it. And they do it all the time. That's what the Falcons do. They love a player. They just go get him. That's what they did with Pitts. That's what they did with Bijan Robinson. I'm not sure that the return on either one of those players is good.
They did it. They did it with Desmond Ridder. They went out and got Desmond Ridder for that. And like, look at where they are now.
So what I'm saying is maybe it shouldn't be a head scratcher because this is kind of what they do. Right, wrong, or indifferent. It's just that's the way they roll. At least the way they have in recent years. We'll come back. We'll continue the conversation. We're going to give, you know, basketball fans, stand by. We got some big transfer portal news today for both KU and K-State. We'll get into that in hour number two. We're going to come back, talk about Worthy specifically here for a minute, give our take on him as a player when we return on Sports Daily.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.